The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, and behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Go ahead once again. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy frosty morning and welcome back. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." If you're the kind of person that shows up to Mass on a frosty Wednesday morning, those words are very familiar to you. You already know that with those words are the beginning of our salvation. When the Blessed Mother said, fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, let it be done unto me according to your word, all blessings came to this world. Today, though, let's take a look at the word that she says first. Because before the Blessed Mother says fiat, she first says that she's the handmaid. Interesting little thought about that word. It's the only time the Blessed Mother ever describes herself in one single word, handmaid. Let's take a closer look at that word. Let's understand what it means a little bit better. There are two ways that you could say handmaid that would translate into English properly when you translate the Bible. Those two words are diakonos and doule, both Greek words. Diakonos, that word means servant. And here's hoping that sounds somewhat familiar to you. You've heard of a deacon. Deacon is a servant. The word for servant is diakonos. But the other word is doule. Doule means slave. It's a harsher word that also would translate into English as handmaid. Which word does the Blessed Mother use to describe herself? In her own words, she said she's the doule, the slave of the Lord. Now, one thing to understand about a slave in the time of the Blessed Mother, in the time of our Lord, is that his life did not belong to himself. A slave in the Roman Empire would shave his head. It was a public sign that his life was not his own. So understand, the Blessed Mother says, "Behold, my life is not my own. Let it be done unto me as you say." Now, here's a question for you to think about and to pray about. It's a good examination of conscience. Can you turn to the Lord and say the same thing? Can you say, "My life is no longer my own"? Let's find out if you can. Let's find out. Because it turns out that there's four things the Blessed Mother does after the angel Gabriel departs from her. And we can stop and look at each one of these four things and ask if we could do them as well. First thing the Blessed Mother does, she actively seeks out God's will. She seeks out God's will and not her own. Like a thirsty man would seek out a glass of cold water, drink it down to the very last drop. Nothing of minimizing, nothing of hiding, nothing of running, nothing of fearing, nothing of thinking. That God's will is a threat to her life. John Henry Cardinal Newman once mused. He said, it's the aim of most people not to do God's will, but rather to do their own will without upsetting God too much. Does that describe you? Does that describe you? Do you still think that your life belongs to you? Second thing the Blessed Mother does, she says yes to God before she even knows what she's getting into. When the angel says yes, when an angel says to ask Mary if she'll be the mother of God, and when the Blessed Mother says yes, she doesn't know the details of what's going to happen to her in her life. And in some degree or another, God asks that same trust of each one of us. He asks us to say yes before we know what's going to happen. The rich young man in the Gospels, Jesus comes up to him and says, take what you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He didn't know what was going to happen to him. Jesus did not say, take what you have, put it in a blind trust, give me a six-week trial. If you're not fully satisfied, your money back. Her future was not her own. She gave it away. Can you say the same thing? Third thing the Blessed Mother does as a consequence of the angel Gabriel's apparition. She changes her life to fit God's plan. Instead of changing God's plan to fit her life. Now, there's so many troubles in our church these days. I think you could describe it as saying that so many people want God to change his plan to fit their life. It's we who need to change our lives to fit God's plan. The fathers of the church say that when Simeon spoke to the Blessed Mother when Jesus was presented in the temple, he told her everything that would happen to that child. She knew all of his sufferings, perhaps not in every last detail. But when you realize that every day she looked upon Jesus as he was growing and living at home for all those years in their hidden life in Nazareth, she knew that he would suffer and die for his people. You realize that she said yes to God every single day. Can you say that? Fourth thing that the Blessed Mother did was that she persevered. I spoke yesterday about patience, if you were here yesterday, if you heard me yesterday, about how God asks patience of us because we're not ready for the fulfillment of his plans. That means we have to persevere. We have to persevere and to keep on going and not know, you know, when God is going to be done. Sometimes we like to think, God, wouldn't it be nice if you just hurried things up a little bit? But understand, the Blessed Mother persevered when it meant she had to go to Bethlehem, when it meant she had to flee to Egypt, when it meant that she had to see Jesus leave home for the very last time, knowing that he would never come home again. When she saw him rejected, when she saw him crucified, when she saw him sealed in the tomb, she said yes to God's plan every single time, just as much as she did here in Nazareth. I am the handmaid of the Lord, she says. My life is not my own. And because she said that, every blessing came into this world. You know what? Every blessing still comes into this world when you and I have the courage to say the same. Amen.